The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 19th. Today's word is issuable, spelled I-S-S-U-A-B-L-E. Issuable is an adjective that means open to contest, debate, or litigation. It can also mean authorized for issue or possible as a result or consequence. Here's the word used in a sentence from Yahoo Finance. The common shares issuable upon exercise of the options are subject to a 4-month hold period from the original date of grant. Although the word issuable now tends to appear in financial contexts, such as in reference to shares that are eligible to be issued or made available according to a company's articles of incorporation, it was originally used in the late 16th century as a legal term. An issuable matter was one that was open to contest, debate, or litigation. Within a century, though, the word had taken on the meaning that it most commonly has today, authorized for issue. In making its home in the world of finance, issuable is carrying on a family tradition. In the early 14th century, its predecessor issue began being used in plural to refer to proceeds from a source of revenue, such as an estate. Issue itself traces back to the Latin word exire, meaning to go out. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.